Hey Donna.
Hi Esther, how are you today?
I'm good, yourself?
Good. I know we're meeting at 11:30, but I have a couple things I have to. So, have you spoke to this Ariana at
Never.
all? Have...
Honestly,
Okay.
I have a date attempted probably 25 times in the last 2 weeks to get through to her.
Yeah.
And what I'm also
And then
doing.
she's the one with the personal email. Did you
Yeah.
try doing, and she
I have
doesn't
had.
respond to
I
those
got one
either.
response from her by email, and that was it.
That was
Also,
it.
what I've been
Okay.
doing is I'm checking her schedule, and I'm like, you know what? She should be at her patient now. Let me call her patient. It's always something. Oh, she's out doing the laundry. Or what happened yesterday, she was supposed to come to, which one of her patients is that? That's Sandra. Sandra Pardo. Because I see she's clocked in literally like 5 minutes before, and I'm like, perfect, she's still there then, right? So I call, and then Sam's like, oh no, she's stuck in my driveway. I'm like, why is she clocked in? Trying to get her car out. I said, okay, when she gets back into the house, please give me a call so I can speak with her. And I even said to James Mortis also, because she comes to him at 7 in the morning. I said, James, can you let Ariana know we've been trying to get through to her? I need a working phone number from her. But I cannot seem to get through to her. Not through her patients and not directly to her. So I don't know what the deal is. And she's missed many shifts.
Yeah, so, and then I just found out yesterday that she did visits yesterday. So I was going to call those patients to make sure she actually did them. But did you already do that?
No, so she came to. She went to James, or she didn't go to James, and she's going to go today. Sorry, I'm confused. Sandra Pardo, she showed up supposedly by the house. I didn't actually come into work because she was something with her car, and Sandra's grandson's going to come and shovel the driveway today. So she's supposed to go there today. Yeah. That's the deal.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to hunt her down,
Okay.
and then we're going to have to make a decision because, like, I don't want, I mean, as you know, I don't want patients thinking they're getting an aid and no one shows up. You know what I mean?
Right. It just makes us feel bad.
Yeah, exactly. Then the second thing is this email I just got from Helen about this Hoffman. So Jared, I guess, went there yesterday and researched
But
Hoffman, but Barbara's daughter Latoya said that.
Latoya, she talked about her.
Oh, you're breaking up a little. I can't hear you. Oh, are you there? I think I lost you.
Can you hear me
Are you
now?
there? Yep, I
I'm
can hear you
here.
now.
Okay.
Okay.
My very first phone call to her daughter Latoya, she kind of said between the lines that, you know, they have Bridget covering for whoever the
Bianca,
aide
yeah.
was on maternity. And I was thinking of that she's not so happy.
Right,
Right? And I
and
know that there was some
that's
indication
the
without
one that
insurance.
I'm, right, and that's the one I went out and did the joint visit, and everything was fine. And
Right.
Mrs. Hoffman has dementia.
True.
So anyways, so did the daughter call and discharge our services?
She said to me, I called her for, no, she called me, oh, hold on, I know what I called her. She's a private pay patient, and I called to get payment information. And that's when she said, like, we're going to finish out the week, and then we're going to stop services. So I said, I mean, I quickly realized it's got to be because of the aid, so I said, do you want us to find your replacement? She was like, no, we're not interested this time. And my other phone call 2 weeks ago with her, I actually said, you know, when Bianca comes back from maternity leave, are you guys going to continue with her or you want to continue with Bridget? She's like, oh, no, absolutely. We're going to go continue with Bianca.
Right. And I went and did the joint visit. And when I spoke to Latoya, she told me that her sister was coming up from down south and she might fly back with her. So I guess the thing is that...
Oh, did she fly back?
Right. So then Jared went yesterday and reserted the patient. And right. And now
she
Bridget
did tell
is saying...
me, like, we're very happy with the nurse. So Jared, is there another one? Maybe she mentioned Michelle or Nicole or a name like that. That used to work there. I'm not even sure.
Dina, right.
But happy with it. I obviously it's an issue with Bridget, and I said, like, can you tell me also what's going on? She starts questioning me, how do we bill or how do we pay the aides? So I said, you know, they get paid for the time that they're clocked in, and the same way we bill you for the time that they're on the clock. She's like, well, she stayed on the premises. I said, what do you mean? I said, what time did she leave on Monday? She's like, she left at 10:37. Meanwhile, she clocked out at 10:52, which means, yeah, she's going to her car in her park in the parking lot and only clocks out 50 minutes later, probably knowing that the time's going to get rounded. So she clocks out at 10:52, she's going to get paid till 11 o'clock. And maybe the complaint from the other day was also she was busy on her phone making schedules for something else.
Right. So that was the complaint that I followed up with and went to the home.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Was Bridget spoken to ever at some point?
Yeah. And things were getting better. I mean, that was from Jenny, the neighbor, and Latoya. But you can't, like, I met Mrs. Huffman, and Latoya's in Rochester and hasn't been in any of these situations. She's getting the hearsay. And what I'm saying is that if Mrs. Hoffman, or yeah, Miss Barbara Hoffman would not remember that I was in her home. She's not.
From the neighbors, but Latoya herself is not even down there.
No, Latoya lives in Rochester. She's not even close by, and she's not even here. So she's getting information from her mother or Jenny, and I went out and, you know, talked to both Jenny, and then I called Latoya because she's not anywhere near us. She's in Rochester. And said, well, if there's any problems, you need to call me. And I left my name. So this is why, like, I'm kind of surprised that this is happening now. And, like, I didn't know anything about it. And so I don't know, like if she was going to discharge, why did we send Jared to research?
Right, that's the question. I don't know. Did she even say anything to Jared the other day? She didn't.
No. Jared responded and said that he said, this is weird. She mentioned nothing to me when I called to let her know that I was doing the research. I even called her during the visit to ask her a question, and she didn't say anything. But then Helen is saying, and you're in on this email, I called Barbara's daughter, Latoya, this morning to notify that Bridget is off today. She stated that she had already discharged her mother from our services.
Oh, yeah, that's how she also mentioned to me, saying that Bridget, at 8:50, notified she's not coming when she was doing 10 minutes, which I get it. Like, it's annoying to be canceled out so
right,
close.
Right.
If you know the day before,
right,
we can get the coverage.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But the thing is what they're saying is her mother didn't care for Bridget very much, which... When I met her mother, that is not true. It's Latoya and Jenny who don't care for Bridget.
So do you think we can try and save this case and speak to maybe...
Well,
I
think I need to call Latoya and be like, I'm so sorry, but I'm a little confused because, like, we spoke the day I did the visit. If there were any other issues... Now, I will say that Bridget has called in, and that could be an issue, which I heard she called in yesterday, and then... I guess she only works part-time, so I have to find out from Helen why we'd be calling this morning to say Bridget wasn't coming.
Right. At what point would you notify us?
But I do think, like, that's what's prompting my 11:30 call, too, is, like, if you know, it might be something that me and you will work on, but, like, the whole communication thing is, like, I'm very big on that, and, like, we need to streamline it because, like, so I'm going to call Latoya and find out what's going on because I don't want this patient just discharged. And
right,
if that's what she...
Yeah, we don't want to have a discharge And that's kind of also what we want to discuss in the call today. Like you said, streamline the communication, make sure that the patients and the aides know to contact me. You know, there shouldn't be a lag in communication.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, but the last phone call me and you had was that they're still calling Helen and Liz for scheduling.
Right.
You hadn't taken that over. So we got to make a decision. Like, but we can talk about that because I have a whole list of things we have to talk about. But in the meantime, I was worried about this patient complaint. So let me call LaToya. So my question is, when she told you she wanted to finish out the week, she means this week and then end tomorrow?
Yes, but...
And then did you communicate that to anyone?
I didn't. So I sent them. I sent the note to Helen in HHA, so she's aware, because I figured maybe she'll let Bridget know. But Bridget Bridget called out today also? Oh, yes,
no. I don't know about that. I got to go figure that out, too. That's a mystery thing. But I see where this all fell down. It's because Helen was off. And did Helen let you know she was off?
Yeah, she did. Donna, can you give me just 1 second?
Oh, yeah.
Donna?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry, but anyways. Okay, well, let me find out what I can, and I'm going to find out about Bridget's schedule, and then...
Okay, and then we'll talk for the call together with Avi.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks, Esther.
All right, we'll
be
in touch. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.